Okay, hey, as we're waiting for a couple people to come in, and especially one of my prop guys, because he's out there, bringing people in. Hey, we had Father's Day, right? We had Father's Day this last time, and I had the privilege of preaching down in Silver Spring. And it was just so cool, just the way it came out and the whole design for Father's Day. We actually called it Heavenly Father's Day. And that's the design that we really need to come under, because it's full of redemption, it's everything, and just in the midst of it was like, wow, if you have something with your father, don't wait for him to make the call, you make the call. Just go before your Heavenly Father, he'll juice you up with whatever you need. He'll fill your tank with greater grace. He'll fill your tank with everything. And just make the call and say, hey, Dad. Wow. It might be the hardest call you've done, but it'll be the best one. So, but anyway, hey, what's another name for father? Dad. Exactly, Dad. And we kind of, it's kind of nice. That's the connotation that we have in Romans 8 when it says, call him Abba, Father. It's kind of that type of... So anyway, what I did in the message, I kind of started out with some dad jokes. Yeah. Okay.
Let's try to, let me see if I can, where he's got this up here. Let's see if I can put it. Okay, if we go like that, no.
Okay, is it picking it up?
Yeah.
Is it getting it? Okay, I'll just be sure that I speak loud also. And I will use full expression. So we hear something. Hey, anyway, I had this thing. See, I had a joke about chemistry, but then I didn't do it. I didn't think it would get any reaction. So, come on, that's a dad joke, right? Okay. You have to understand, when someone's going to do like a dad joke, you have to like take your IQ and just, you have to bring it like way down, right? Because, it's a thing. I did talk with my dog the other day. I said, hey, what's 2 minus 2? He said nothing. Oh. Wow, I have a smart dog, huh? Wow, I got more if you want. We're just kind of waiting for some people to come in here. So, hey, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know what comes first. Okay, that was. Hey, what do you call a pony with a sore throat? A little horse. Now you have to realize that like dad jokes are that way, right? They kind of come around the backside. Okay, I have two more for you. It's I've been practicing. I'm like really good at sleeping. I can do it with my eyes closed. it's amazing, man. Hey, why are elevator jokes so versatile? They work on any level. Okay, it's. Okay, we're going down. I see if there's a good one to leave with. Okay, hey. In business, most of the time people try to esteem for quality, right? But what do you call a factory that just does okay products? Satisfactory. Okay. All right. Come on, Georgie. Hey. Okay, we're gonna go here. Maybe. Steve, can you have Andrew? He's out there. Andrew is in. If you see a pineapple, that's him. Do we have any other pineapples in here? There's the pineapple. All right. Oh, I have to get me a water here. Okay, let's put the dad jokes away. Dad is really close to like bad, right? Okay, so So that happens. Hey, okay, we're gonna start here, and we're gonna pray because we have. I think it's one of those things that I know when I was in Costa Rica, we'd have a big group of people, and we don't know on the walking street, like who's three or four blocks down the road. You know, they're walking this way, they're coming that way, and we just pray, Lord, you know. You know who needs to hear this. We are just available. Amen. You know, so really in this class today, we have a number of objectives that we want to get done. One of them is we want to have a lot of fun. Another one, we want to have learning. And the third one that we want to have is contribution, right? Because the name of the class is Soul Winning, a Readiness to Share. Okay, so Lord, would you just take this class right now? We are just coming to you because you have called us to go across the street or across the ocean. It doesn't matter. You have called us to take your message, to be available, to be ready, and to be better than Pastor Shibeli in evangelism. Because, yeah, that's because he's the best. All right. And hey, we come before you and we're just so thankful. Just work in this class in a very special way. Increase our capacity. Give us a divine knowledge. Give us your love just overflowing our hearts, because if you were here, you'd be doing this, and you're just asking us if we'll step it up with you. And so we say yay and amen. Here we are. Just show us, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Okay. Hey, so it's great. We have a ministry. Do you realize you're in a soul-winning ministry? Oh, man, that's just like so rare in itself, right? I mean, people who intentionally give of their time, their money, their life to like go into the nowhere. You don't know where you're going a lot of times. You know, you're knocking on doors for the first time. You're meeting somebody outside of Costco, whatever it is. You know, and it's like you're just being available to God because he has a big schedule, and they're called divine appointments. And in divine appointments, he's like, okay, who has their light of availability on? Oh, hey, check it out right down there. You know, it's like, hey, Avery's right over here. He's available. I have a divine appointment that I'm going to orchestrate right here, and I'm going to do a work in someone's life. And so we just don't know about those things. We don't even go out with the design and the requirement for results. We just go out because we've already are experiencing the result. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have been given, right? We have been given a place in heaven that is secured by God. Where can it get than that? You show me a 401k, any retirement plan from anyone around the world that can show you better than that. It's not there. It doesn't happen. You know, you can leave millions of dollars and then, you know, and it's like pff, a couple specks of dust compared to what we have. Amen. And so a big part of us in our evangelism is us actually receiving the Spirit of God so that we can know the things that have already been given to us. Right? 1 Corinthians 2:12. Not even a principle. It is like dogmatic. It's right there. Those are the exact words. Wow. He wants us to know the things that we already have. And if we start understanding these things of total, you know, redemption, love from the Creator, a purpose, a plan in our life, that we have a body of Christ, that you know, we have family of God. You know, that's like, I want to be active. I want to bring this message to other people. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Brent Hillinga. I had the great privilege of pastoring with Pastor Kim Shibley down in Silver Spring for 13 years. And yeah, and then My wife over here, Lucy. Hey, guess what? When Pastor Manny and Molly were in South Africa, she spoke very little English, and they met her on the street. And if you knew the whole story behind it, it is incredible. It is definitely one of those divine appointments. If you're a single guy or a girl, look for someone who gets saved on the street. Yeah, it's a... She, you know what? She had ulterior motives. Sorry, hon. Got to expose you here. She's down there, you know, with Pastor and Pastor Speedy's thoughts. You know, also, well, it was like the English wasn't coming to her, and then she hears American English, and like, I want to learn American English, and so that was her motive. So after 7 months, she learned American English. Enough to realize that the love of God towards her, and then she had a response, and wow, she became a great servant in the church, moved into the body house, and she even nailed an American husband. Wow, so how about that? I know, hey. A lot of things come out of, going out on the street and preaching. Wow, praise the Lord, huh? So, oh yeah, hey, I have some of these things I want to hand these out. Now, with these right here, maybe you can take a couple of those and pass them around there. Go there and go back. There you go. Because when we look at this, we're going to, this is kind of like a guideline. And so today, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some of these guidelines, but we are also going to have some practical application. And one thing that is very important for today is audience contribution. You know, because we have three areas that we're going to be like looking at, and they're really important. Okay, there's something that we call icebreakers. I mean, you know, this is the very first part of like speaking with someone, icebreakers. Then you have segues. Segues is where do we go from speaking about someone's dog or you know, someone's life or, you know, their situation. Where do we segue into spiritual things? How do we do that? How do we do it meaningfully? And then on the third thing we want to look at is tie downs. You know, how do we tie something down? So these are the three things that we're going to look at. We're going to, but I have some of these things that are in here. Look at the top up here. It says, soul winning, a readiness to share. It says, I am prepared and I plan. I am prepared and I plan. All right, my preparation is just that, hey, Lord, if you bring someone, I have a message. I have a message, and if you bring someone in my way, I wanna be with you in the Spirit and just be able to reveal your heart to them. So, and then I plan. It's like, you guys plan to come here today. You guys plan to go on outreach. A lot of times we have an outreach that we are committed to. Hey, that's awesome. And it doesn't have to, you know, it's not like, okay, I'm committed here, and for the rest of my life now, I have to go to Glen Burnie, you know, to do soul winning there. No, it's not like that. We're in the body of Christ. It's so awesome. I love it. We come out of a meeting, and people, hey, where are you going? You know, you'll have your core people that are going different places, and then you have a lot of people, I'm jumping in with you. Okay, come on, let's go. Wow. A readiness, right? A plan. Sometimes I plan spontaneity. Whoa, that's a lot of fun there, right? Okay, so what we want to do is we really trust God for the divine appointments, and we realize that we trust Him to do follow-up that we can't. We don't know. That's why many times after down in Silver Spring, sometimes we'll go to a house, and maybe it's not there. Well, we don't just walk away and you know, mark it off. We pray for that house and the people that are in it, of course. You know? So, sometimes if I engage with someone, we don't know. I try to get something in their hand, a track, something. You know, and then as they walk away, maybe in total despair, maybe they walk away in a little bit of guilt. It doesn't matter. Lord, will you just not let them sleep all night? I mean, hey, that's a good prayer, by the way. No, but we want to pray that God will continue to do follow-up. Now, if we can get somebody's phone number, okay, that's great. The issue in Costa Rica, when Lucy and I moved down there in 2012, and we stayed there 6 years, and wow, the church there is going great. Pastor Dominic was up here. It's really quite a privilege, you know, to be a part. But I stay in touch with these guys. There's something called What's Up. We have a men's group on there, and we're continuing. And sometimes, you know, then I call the people personally. It's following up, you know, in the body. Following up, you know, with people that are your friends. Sometimes just a quick word. Hey, I'm just thinking about you. We're on outreach, and I remember that you got saved on outreach. You know, just something like that. You know, send a little picture or something. You know, or the group. Hey, and let's pray. Let's pray for Mighty right now. She is desiring. She has registered for Bible College. It's the desire for her. So, Lord, we just think of Mighty right now. Will you just open the doors completely for the job, the exchange, the visa, you know, all the things that there are. And that, Lord, she would have opportunity to come here in the Maryland Bible College and Seminary this semester. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, man, I tell you, she is just such a dear friend. It's a, wow. So that would be awesome. So what is it? What is it like icebreaker, right? How do I, like, approach somebody? There's lots of different things. I put down there, you might be looking at that going, what the heck, red shoes? What is red shoes? What is that? Well, we went out to go soul winning, and we're at a place, and I see this guy walking with red shoes, you know? So I go, hey, hold on just a minute. You got red shoes on. I determined that I was going to talk to two people with red shoes, and you are the first one. Hey, what's going on? You know? Yeah, I mean, just something like that. Oh, really? You know, and yeah, hey, do you have a couple minutes? There's two questions that we can readily ask people. You know, it's and one of them is, hey, do you have a couple minutes? Because if someone says, yeah, but that's about it, I want to know. I kind of want to have an idea if I'm sitting with someone in the park and, you know, he's been there for an hour already, you know, I can have a longer warm-up. You know, so we're going to do a little skit here in just a minute after I go over a couple of these things, you know, with someone who doesn't have a long period of time. So I'm going to do a little scenario, and but let's look at this here. So red shoes, it doesn't matter. I always like if someone has on a Boston hat, right? You got a Boston hat, and you're in Bird City. Yeah, you're down here in the Orioles. Are you kidding me? I mean, do you like the Red Sox? Hey, have you ever been in Fenway Park? And, you know, depending on the answer, right? It's like, that's unbelievable. It's like going back to the 30s. It's like, you know, it's an incredible thing. Hey, can I ask you a question? See, there's two things. One, can I ask you a question? And another one is, hey, do you have a couple minutes? Just kind of, you can use these in a lot of different areas, and it really makes a sense. Because if you say, can I ask you a question? He says, yeah, okay. He just invited you into his living room. It doesn't matter if you're on the street, you know, in downtown. He opened up the door to his living room. Yeah, what do you got? Hey, I was thinking, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about, where would you be in the concern of spiritual things? Then depending on what he says, you know, is how you end up going with the thing, you know, with the dialogue. But it's kind of beautiful. Now here it is. That's called a segue, right? You've taken it from the red shoes, all right, and now you're at the throne of God. You know, I mean, and it can happen pretty quick like that. If I'm thinking about icebreaker, trying to determine the amount of time that I have, and then utilize, what arrow do I put? No, I don't want to say arrow. You know, in my really my repertoire of my fellowship with God. What does he want to use with me? What does it? But a lot of that comes with practice. You know, so someone go, oh, that guy's a great salesman. He's a great salesman because he took all the times that he failed and he looked at it and said, why didn't I get that sale? What happened? What went wrong there? And then he learned from it. And then he developed the skills and the skills to be able to listen to other people because he has a skill set that the Spirit can use. So that's something that we like to do. So, you know, you have a team hat. Hey, there's other things that you can use. Hey, I like your glasses. I look at your dog, man. I mean, there's all these things, right, can be like icebreakers. The segues are the really important part so far as finding out, you know, actually, let's do one, all right? How about us get, come on. Andrew, come on up here. All right, we got Avery. Avery and I, we're like, okay, here's the heathen right here. Okay, Avery and I, you know, we're like, you know, we're like going on with God. You know, we're going out and we're anticipating that God is going to bring us like the most wicked person around because together we're strong, right? You know, so here's the situation, and we got a perfect candidate. No, you're too close already. Now you got to go over there. No, I'm just kidding. Because, you know, we come up. If I saw a guy with a shirt like this, I go, hey, you know what? I can't help myself, but, man, I'm looking at your shirt, and I'm, like, craving pineapple. I don't know what it is, but man, I was down in Costa Rica for quite a while, you know. But, hey, do you have a couple minutes?
I actually don't have much time. I have to meet a friend. We're going to a luau.
Oh, okay. You're going to a luau. Hey, that's great. Well, I hope you get some pig with your pineapple. Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Just say I have a 12-inch knife in my back right now. I have 3 minutes to live. And, you know, I really desire to go to heaven.
Wow.
I want to go to heaven. Can you help? Yes. Can you help me out?
Yes, I know what you need to do. Do a lot of good works really quick. I mean,
You better get busy with your good works. Yeah, you need to.
Good works.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to do something good.
Okay.
A few things.
You're saying good works, enough good
That's
works,
right.
And I can make
Redeem
it to heaven.
Yourself.
Okay. I got 2.5 minutes left.
Okay.
I mean, what can I do?
Jeez. Okay. You know? There's not enough time for that. But if you're a good person, if you can be a good, just be a good moral person minutes.
Okay.
Maybe that.
A good person. Let me.
That'll do it.
Let me try to look. It's like when I'm looking at this, I'm kind of seeing heaven as like perfect and holy. I mean, would you look at heaven the same way?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to. You told me to look at myself to see if I'm good enough to be perfect and holy. I haven't a chance. I have no chance at all. But I got 1.5 minutes left. I'm dying. Hey, this is my friend Avery. Hey,
Avery, how's it going?
Hey. Can we ask him? Maybe he has something. Okay. Hey, is there any way that with 1.5 minutes left that I can go to heaven?
Well, I can tell you this. The problem isn't the 12.5 knife that's on your back. The problem is that you have sin in your life. And you're about to face a holy and righteous God with sin in your life. So there's nothing you can do. We're all sinners. And in Romans 6:23, it says the wages of sin is death.
That's,
you know what part
that's
B?
That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at.
Yeah, I got 30 seconds.
So, you know what part B to that verse is? It says, but the free gift of God is that you can be in heaven because of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on the cross for you. So all you have to do is cry out, save me, Lord.
Wow.
I believe in you.
I think I can do that. That is something that what do you think about what he's saying?
That's good.
I mean, I think you have time for that.
You better get busy.
You can do it in a nanosecond. Nanosecond.
Okay. Hey, great. You can kind of see the scenario, right? You know, like we're coming with him, and then it gets twisted around to where now it's him and I going, what do you think about that? And then, you know, we just kind of continue on. How about your life? You probably have sin in your life, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. I mean, do you really want to go to heaven? Or I heard there's an alternative place.
Yes, yes. Yeah. What must I do to be saved?
Wow, he's an easy, he's a laydown.
Oh, my God.
No. I don't have time for that now. It's like, yeah. Do you have time? Do you have time for that bus over there that's going to, could possibly, like, run you over? Do you have that kind of time? Yeah.
Man.
And what you do then is you just go into a scenario with him and try to hear where he's coming from, maybe what objections that he has, and that you know, because on this type of thing, you really have to have the Spirit of God just like leading with you. But if we don't ask if they want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, then they're not going to just come out and say, you know. So really, we kind of want to ask someone because we're facilitating them to do the best thing in their life. We're facilitating people to do the greatest measure in their life because it's for all of eternity, you know? And it's like, hey, you might not understand it all or whatever, but it does take faith. But it really is the blood of Christ that has paid for all of your sins. It's already paid for. It's a finished work. If you put faith in Christ, he does the exchange in your life. He takes all that, but he gives you his perfect righteousness so that you sit here and you just go, wow, I am clean. He made me perfect and holy. I can be a candidate to enter into that kind of place. So those are kind of some fun things. Now, did you notice? He said at the beginning, I'm waiting for someone. Bing, 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 you know, maybe 5 minutes I have. I'm not sure. I go into a thing. One thing I will use with the bands on this. If someone just has a couple of minutes and I know, hey, I'm waiting for my bus. Wow, you're waiting for your bus. Have you ever seen this bracelet here? I mean, hey, he's going to get saved again. Have you ever seen this bracelet? You know, these colors represent something right here. And, you know, we all kind of fit in one of these colors here. And I'm going to explain these to you. I'm going to show you the meaning. And then you just tell me what color best resembles with your life right now, okay? Wow. You know that this here is gold. It actually represents heaven. And, you know, the reality, there is heaven and hell. Mm-hmm. And if you're like me, I think the gold is the best place. But there is a big problem. And the problem is that there's sin in the whole world. I mean, we're not alone in this. Everyone has this. But that is the issue. Mm-hmm. It keeps us from being able to enter into heaven. So what's the solution? The solution is that Jesus already paid the price. Wow. All right. And someone who receives this, it's incredible what happens to their life. That black, remember that black over there? It turns to white. Totally clean as snow. Everything that you have ever had in your life totally wiped away. And he says, you are a new creation. You have, all things are passed away. All things. I don't even know you, but if you're anything like me, you got some closets in there. So, and the last one here just talks about, wow, when we receive this, we grow in the grace and the knowledge and the beauty of this salvation that we have. Now, where would you consider yourself? What color would you consider your life right now?
Oh, definitely black.
You're black. Okay, I don't have time for you. No, it's like, hey, we've all been there. I was there myself, and it was pitch black. It was horrible. And then I heard about what someone did on the cross, that he came down from heaven, lived a perfect life, made a perfect sacrifice, and that sacrifice in its perfection was personal for you and for me. I've received this. I've received the blood. This is what he did to my life. I think it's time for you. This is your opportunity. Do you want to put your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you want to have all of your sins thrown away?
I don't want for much.
And the gift.
Yeah.
I know. And listen, it's only the blood, right?
So you're saying that righteousness I need to get to heaven is a gift.
It is a gift. It's by the grace of God. That's where this comes in right here. It's by believing. It's by faith. Mm-hmm. And you put faith. If you take the little bit of faith like this with how the huge thing that Christ has already solved as a solution, That's yours. So anyway, hey, those are a couple of skits, right? You can kind of see those things. I want to be able to try to identify how much time that I have. I can't tell you the times that I've had to like learn this. I've spent 7 minutes with a person just warming up. Like, we were almost like brothers. Oh, my wife's here. I got to go. Oh, man. You know? See, so I went back afterward. God, I didn't recognize the amount of time or something like that. So, hey, let's give a hand for my helpers here. All right. Okay. Okay, so we did a thing there. Once again, we're looking at segues. If you look at the paper that I sent, that I put out, does everyone have a paper? Okay, I'm gonna like hand deliver this because this is for Kim Kellum. Everyone knows that Kim Kellum, man, she is like a rocket star. Well, no, not that wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right. She is just so valued, like. In our ministry. Wow. And guess what she's doing? Here's a 1 minute, because we have to do like a commercial. So she's going down. She booked a ticket to go to Medellin, Colombia. Medellin, you know, the name, you know, the city of eternal spring. Pastor Shibley's going, you know, to Medellin. I say Jing because the double L in most Latin American countries is like a Y or a Ya. But in Colombia, it's kind of a Ja, right? Okay, I was validated right there with Carmen. Okay, so it's in Medellin, wow, it's incredible. They have about 4 million people in this valley. It's, it's just beautiful. It's in the mountains, so it's 5,000 feet up. That's why, you know, the weather just stays like, you know, not here. It's really great like that. But in the mountains, it just has, you know, trees everywhere. And they have this metro system that goes from the north to the south, and they developed all these metro cable cars that go up into the barrios. When Pastor Dominic, Pastor Manny, and myself, when we were down there meeting with a group of people, we were like riding on this gondola or whatever, right? You know, just going, and we're looking. Oh man, right there, there's Bible Club there. Yep, and there's Sports Outreach right there. I mean, we're just like going back and that's only one of them. So it is really amazing. There's a beautiful group of believers down there that we met even before we went. And these guys are like just loving God, you know, they're doing Bible studies, they're, you know, just really, it's such a pleasure, because we are going down, we're going to have 15, 16 people that, that's going down, it's August 3rd to the 10th, and the, we're meeting up with these guys, and this is what Steve Tuggle, he kind of has, he's been there for 3 years, and he really has a beautiful heart for God. He said, I want to make this the best Greater Grace summer harvest ever, you know. And I said, well, that's, praise the Lord, you know. So they're setting up all kinds of places to do evangelism. We have a great hotel where we have a conference center. We'll be doing services, devotions all the time. But meeting with the people there. And the real desire is that we would start an English-speaking church down there, because there isn't any out of 4 million people. And so you have a lot of bilingual people. And then after that being established, then we know that the Spanish church will be birthed out of that. And wow, if you will continue to pray for that vision, it will be so awesome. And Pastor Randy also is going down to Bogota. And then he's going to fly down. He will meet with us. He has 5 people. So things are happening in Colombia. Hey, praise the Lord, huh? And just remember of Bogota and Medellin, and pray, because these things are right before us. And with prayer, the doors are going to open wide open. Okay, so we're going to get back to where we were here. We have some good time here. It's great. So I look down to these things now. What are, let's just kind of throw it out. What are some of the tools that we use? What are some of the type of outreaches that we try to have, in order to bring the gospel to people? We have certain tools, right? I mentioned one right here, right? The wristband. We use wristbands. Okay. What else we use? Yeah, Tawanda.
We can share a track with them and just make it a point of discussion.
Tracks are really good. Yeah. Those are a great utilization. I have a track right here. This one is in full color, so we call that very attractive.
That's Brian.
Yes.
Question.
Yep.
Using tracks as a segue. Do you use tracks as segues, or do they come kind of off the end of the conversation, or both?
Yeah. A lot of times I will use a track as a segue. So, come on up here, Georgie. All right. Hey, George is right here. George is he's just sitting in the park. Okay? Because that's kind of one thing that we can do too, right? We can go to the park. A lot of times we go to the park, people are relaxing. They're going to be sitting on a bench, right? And if they're sitting on the bench, sometimes there's a seat right next to the person here, So he's reading like Wall Street Journal and, how to retire in Medellin and all that kind of stuff. I can just kind of, hey, do you mind if I sit down?
No, man, go ahead.
Okay, hey.
Free park.
Free parking, hey. Yeah. it's really great. You've been sitting here for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure, why not?
All right. I've been getting a lot of feedback, on this question, and I think that you probably have some good insight. Okay? Yeah, this question is really amazing. It's great.
What kind of question?
You got one of these already. probably Elizabeth already came by. Yeah. Hey. But anyway, this is a great question. Check it out. Look at this. Wow. How do you get to heaven? Man, that is amazing. And look, there's some answers right there. What do you think? Now, before I go any further, look at that. Do you see? There's intentionality with the way that I approach that. I'm kind of keeping it on a level. Hey, there's a great question. Wow. If there's a great question, then he probably wants to know about that. And then I show, hey, here's the question right here. And you probably have some good insight, of this question. I've been getting some good feedback on it. Right? See, all those kind of things, right? And then I say, hey, and there's some answers right there. What do you think? He's got the answer. He doesn't have to come up. But he has to give me an answer now. It's not a yes or no question. We want to develop questions that are not yes and no. We want to have questions that they need to answer, right? So.
Do you ever persist with a hostile person?
Yes. Yeah, well, we come down to at the end, and I'll just kind of bring it up here because we have some things that are tie downs. Now, a tie down, and this is good. We'll use it right here, just because I'm going to do something, and we can get that. A tie down. Say that you are in front of Dunkin' Donuts, right? And you're talking with it, and this guy gets saved. Wow. It's incredible. Wow, this is amazing. Here, I want to be sure that they get some information. When I was in Costa Rica, I had so many numbers, I'd call so many people, and it was like there were so many dead ends, it was unbelievable. People give you a wrong number, they give you a number, or whatever. And I kind of turned it around. I said, listen, I want you to know I am available to you whenever. Here's my number. I would like for you to send me a text. And just remind me of your name and put your number. I'd love to stay in touch with you. I just put it in his corner. So, and when I would get a text back like that, wow, that's solid. And I want to put my time, into that type of thing instead of a lot of time into, just dead-end rabbit trails. So, if I get to a place where the person receives Christ, afterwards I want to say, you know what, that is a best decision you're ever going to make in your life. The Lord has changed your eternal destiny from being on the road to darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. This is just an incredible thing. And I want you to do something. You know, someday when you have kids, I'm going back in quite a few years with Georgia here. Okay. Hey, someday when you have kids, I want you to bring him right to this spot. Bring your kids right to this spot and say, kids, I want you to know, I met this crazy guy, you know, that shared with me the truth that I know for sure this is where I received Jesus. I want you to do that, man. That'll be awesome. Right here, this place. And matter of fact, when you start going in your life, someone's going to come up to you sometime and say, hey, have you ever received a spiritual birth? Have you ever had a spiritual birth? Have you ever received the Lord Jesus Christ? And I want you to tell them at that time, right in the Dunkin' Donuts at this time, there was a place, I received Christ. I'm still working on the growth. I'm doing that, but at this place. You see that tie down right there? You just like really secured it with them that, wow, this wasn't just something. This is like big. I got to bring my kids here. You know, it's like some other people that I meet. I have a point of reference that I can share with them. And see, so that's a big tie down. Now, what about the other way, like Pastor Speedy was saying? What if he said, hey, leave me alone, man. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk to anybody. Give that back. This is way too valuable for guys like you. No. Hey, if he said that, I mean, first off, if I asked him to sit down, you know, he might have just grunted, like, oh, yeah, you know. Hey, can I ask you a question? No, I don't want to talk to anyone. Wow. Dude, man, something going on in your life.
I have.
You know, all this COVID stuff, you haven't been talking with people for a year, and now someone wants to talk with you, and you're still shutting it down. God, you got zapped with the wrong kind of COVID. Yeah, the fear of COVID. Yeah. Okay, well, and I'm going up here. Hey. All right, so really, are you having a tough time?
Yeah, man, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you need a buck or what? I mean, hey.
It's not money. It's not money, man. It's okay. Not money.
What's going on in your life?
It's my woman, man. I mean, I can't say please no matter what I do.
Oh.
Everybody, I try to help them, man.
All right. Well, you know what? I can't help you there because I got a great marriage. Sorry. Love you, babe. Yeah, hey, things will come up, right? Things will come up, yeah, and it's like, dude, man, you're talking about the number one problem in all humanity, relationships. Yeah, relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you help me?
Sometimes I have a problem with relationship with myself.
Wow.
Do you know what the best relationship is in the world?
What?
The one that sees your greatest problem and loves you just as you are.
Who's that?
Yeah. Wow, this guy's easy, man. Yeah. I got to tell you, you know, you might not have met him before.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you might even have a thought that says, oh, get out of here. But I'd like to introduce you to him.
Sure, I'd like to hear who it is.
I mean, if I could introduce you to someone that would take all of this pain, heartache, and all the other sins that are in there, I know there's lots of them, and take them all away, would you be interested in meeting that person?
I think so.
Yeah. His name is Jesus. I know that you've heard him so far as like with a date, with the Christmas or whatever. I'm talking about Jesus, Yeshua, the one who came to love you, and he died for you, and he paid for all your sin.
I've heard it, man, but I'm not into religion.
Yeah, yeah, neither was he.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He was into you. He saw your problem, and he said, I will be the solution. And your name's George, right?
Yeah.
I saw you on a picture in the post office.
Yeah. But
okay. George worked for the post office. Yeah. You know? he would walk in to go to work and he'd say, man, that guy looks like me. Hey, and it's like, the reality is this, is that he doesn't go with all that stuff either. He goes right for your heart. And he says your heart has problems. It is like, you know, just full of the things that it shouldn't be. He wants to give you a new creation. He wants to take all that away. He wants to give you a new life. Everything will be passed away, and he will give you a brand new life, and you will be on the road to heaven. Are you interested in, like, hearing the full story?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, we'll do it another time, okay?
Okay.
Hey. Okay, so, hey, thank you, George. Hey, man, he's had all kinds of salvations. Huh. Oh, yeah.
Isn't he great? Isn't he great? Yeah. I just want to say something, because Pastor Speedy brought up something that was really good, Pastor Brent. And I encountered this, and you brought it up just now when you came back at me, and I brought it up for a specific purpose. We were out sowing, door knocking, you know? And I knocked on the door, and the guy said to me, I ain't into religion. And I said, Jesus hated religion. He went, well, he was just taken aback.
Yeah. You know?
And then the door opened up, yeah. And he actually wound up telling us about his grandmother was a Baptist, and, you know, yeah. And like you said, there was an exchange. Did he get saved that day? No. But was there a meaningful exchange? Did it track it? Did he understand what we said?
Yeah.
And then God does the rest. But thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Hey. Okay. We need to, because there's a couple of things and approaches, you know, like someone, being in Latin America, there's a lot of people say, oh, I'm Catholic. And I like, oh, hey, that's great. So just help me with this, because this is what you're saying to me, right, when you're saying that you're Catholic. And then I go in the gospel. And I just share the gospel with them, you know? And it's like they can't deny it, you know, because I tweak it a little bit, right? But I just leave out the mother thing, you know? And really, we go into the gospel. So is this what you're saying when you know, you say that you're Catholic, that you're a sinner destined for hell, but Jesus, what he did on the cross, if you put faith in him and him alone, that he will do the exchange in your life, right? So we can kind of come with this. One thing that we like to use a lot of times, people come up with this all the time, the thought of religion, and they think that transfers to the gospel. And so sometimes I'll ask people, hey, have you ever heard the gospel? It's a good one, right? You know, have you ever heard the gospel? Because there's all kinds of, you know, different messages out there. God, you can go on CNN, MSNBC, you can go to Fox News, you can go to all these. You get messages everywhere. Have you ever thought of like what the real truth is? This is the gospel. Can you tell me what the gospel is? Not really, you know? I can tell you in 1 minute, would you be interested in hearing it? You see, I'm asking them that question. I don't go right into it. I want them to open their door. They crack their door, but I want them to open the door and say, come on in. Yeah, come on in. And I just told them it's going to take 1 minute, you know? So, you know, and then we just go in with the gospel. You know, hey, it's only by the grace of God. There is no heavenly scale that's going like this. The scale was over here on a cross. And when Jesus died on the cross, he lowered the scale out of everything. There was no other weight. There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And he sees the smallest of faith if it's in him. And he's the one that does the work. He's the one that will do the exchange. And that's why it's called a spiritual birth. And then he's an awesome father, and he'll start growing you up and maturing into all the things that he already downloaded you at the point of salvation. Yeah.
Pastor Brent, one thing we encounter a lot on door knocking is, what do you do with, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just hit you with, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, you have an exchange, and then it's, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Can we define, like, what that means? Because if I invited you over for a nice ribeye barbecue, I think you'd be good. You'd be available for that. You know? You meet the requirements to be able to have barbecue at my house, don't you? One sinner having a barbecue with another sinner.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, beautiful. Would you say that that requirement, if you were to go in the most perfect and holy place in the absolute presence of God, do you think that that good, that level of good that you're talking about, will let you say, hey, Jesus, move aside. I can come in on my own? Is that what you're saying? Wow. So take them where they're at, you know, identify what they're saying, you know, and I just kind of use a little easy barbecue sort of way, you know, and then we go with the great table in heaven. Wow. And are you saying that your goodness requires you to say, Jesus, move aside. I'm going in on my own. Is that what you're saying? So when we come to that, there's a lot of relative righteousness. This is a big thing. Relative righteousness, going like this, you know. But do you think, and I would use a question like this, do you think that absolute truth is actually better than relative righteousness? Absolute truth is that, you know, we have like Isaiah 64:6, right? That the best righteousness that you have is like a filthy rag before perfection. Wow. Guess what? I had all kinds of rags like that. And I thought that they were good. I thought they were cleaning the thing. Have you ever had a waitress come to your table with a dirty, smelly rag and then clean it off and walk away? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? That your life is that good that for God? His olfactory nerves are much better than any of ours, you know. That's how you smell, you know. Yeah. He smells everything. God. That happened to me before, and I had to move to a different table. Wow. I know a lot of us kind of identify. Hey, great question. Oops, great questions on there. George, you didn't take your part. You got to deal with your park bench, man. Hey, so anyway, we have, you know, some of these different things that you can read on. How about this for a segue? I heard after you've, you know, made sure that he has red tennis shoes or was wearing a Boston hat or, you know, whatever else that you... pineapple shirt, you know, it's like, you know, going to the luau. Then you have a thing. Hey, I heard the coolest verse in the Bible the other day. Hey, can I share it with you? God, how non-threatening is that, right? You know? And then it's like, okay, yeah, go ahead. Or they say, well, I don't know. If it takes a minute. It's awesome. I think you really like it. And then just go right into it. You know? God so loved the world. Hey, you and I are in the world. This is what he was talking about. He so loved us in the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the biggest gift that you'll ever see presented in your whole life. The biggest gift is that the son was given for a reason. What's the reason? That whoever believes in him will never perish, but will have eternal life. Wow. Which one do you want? Do you want to perish in darkness, or do you want to live in eternal life? This was the message. This was one verse that I saw. It was incredible. What do you think about it? And then, however they answer. Yes, dear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And this is what we do. We kind of come here with a structure to like fit things in. And what's your name, hon?
Camille.
Okay. Hey, great to meet you. Thanks for coming tonight. You know, see, she has a desire to like, you know, reach out and to you know, be able to have an answer and be able to give. Yeah, when you end up speaking with you know, different religions, or you know, maybe someone with the Jewish nation, what we really like to do, you know, with that is be able to meet them kind of where they're at, and then, you know, be able to have some things like one thing that, you know, I mentioned with people, is I'll say, you know, when I look at the birth of Jesus, that he was born in Bethlehem, that he's in the line of Judah, and then his lineage that he has, and I look in the Old Testament, and these are the exact things that are needed for the Messiah to be born. And wow, can you think of anything in the Messiah, in Jesus' life, that doesn't meet the requirement of the prophecy? See, sometimes when people will come up with certain things, I like to take that and then turn it and give them back a question. You know? And that's actually a really good one. You know? What is there? What is there that wasn't met in the life of Jesus so far as the prophecy goes, you know, concerning the Messiah? I said, that's 2,000 years ago. Where's the archives? Where are you going to find out that a person was born, it was being born in Bethlehem? You know, and still, in, do you still have a, I mean, is the lineage still there? And they have certain lineage, you know, they preserve things, you know, really, really great. When I talked to it, one person said, yeah, because he didn't come back as a king. And I said, well, if you're talking about a kingship of like being able to overtake the whole world, that's coming. If you're talking about the kingship that overtakes the conscience of someone's mind, of the transformation of being in Satan's kingdom and being transferred in the kingdom of God, oh, he conquered that right on the cross. It was amazing. It was the greatest battle that was ever fought, and he was the victory. And he says, guess what? Thanks be to God who has given us already this victory. And I walk in the victory, and when I start looking at things, I actually operate from victory. I'm not looking for the victory. I already have it in him. So the big things, you know, guess what? The civil, the outward, the national, he's coming back. He will come back. Can you tell me, by the way, he said that he was coming back himself. Can you name one lie that Jesus ever made? Put someone on the spot, right? You know, it's like, it's not in there. You know? So you know, with those kind of things. And, you know, we don't try to trap people, you know, in a sense, unless they're being antagonistic. And that's the same with Jesus. Jesus didn't have that, but once they were like out to like get him, he was like, okay, hey, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Sit down. I mean, that's a little baseball analogy, you know. It's like strike three, you're done. You know, he who has no sin, cast the first stone. Ah, yeah, you're done. Sit down. It's called a no-hitter. No one got a hit. You know what's funny about that? Jesus was talking, and there were some people that recognized. It says that they all went out of the thing. I'm surprised that some of them didn't go, hey, listen, he's the only one that can throw one. Let's wait right here and see if he does. And what did he say? He said, where's your accusers? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. You see, he always gives us the reality of no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus before he gives us a way to go to live. He wants us to know our standing, and then he says, now grow in who you are representing, in who you really are. Yeah, so, you know, these are great things. Hey, I have a couple things here. I think you would, I can go for 10 more minutes. Would you like to do 10 more minutes? Okay, I got a couple things for you, a couple tricks, but there's some questions. Yes. Yeah, it's a.
And they're not a Zionist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with that, I would kind of say, you know, Well, one verse that I stopped on was Genesis 1:27. In that it said, "Let us make man in our image." Now, I'm not the greatest English person. I don't really speak Hebrew. But there's more than one person going on here. All right? Can you explain that to me? I put it back on there. Okay? You know, see, these are all things that... and, you know, ever since Bible college, we're in the coop, we're in Thayer Hall, we're in, you know, I mean, you know, a number of us in play. And, hey, well, you know, and we're, like, putting these back with one another, you know, bringing these scenarios up with one another. In Costa Rica, after our outreach, we would do a thing a lot that we would then meet afterwards, and we would hear what people would say. And so we learn. We continually learn. Hey, you know what? Something came up. Like, you know, someone, I'm an atheist, right? You know, sometimes I, when someone says that, I go, no, you're not. Prove it. Very simple. It's in his court now. He's got to prove it. You know? One of the best, though, was Thea Courtenay. She, you know, the atheist goes, hey, you don't see me out here trying to, you know, get people, you know, not to believe in God. And she goes, well, why would you? You don't love them and you have no message. Who? You know, so, yeah. See, these are things. Sometimes, you know, we want to be on the offensive. You know, sometimes, you know, but we want to have a recognition there. You know, we don't want to, like, be abrasive, you know, but sometimes we have to be offensive.
Brent, sorry.
Yeah.
Good question. When you talk about putting something in their court, and, you know, you explain this to me, there could be times when, you know, we're doing all the talking. There could also be times where you put it in their court and they just don't shut up.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly, and that's why you have to listen to where it and you know what it, you want to have quick interjections,
right,
that get the play, like this one here. Oh, that's a great point. Are you kidding me? That's great. And now I just took it back. I took it back by building him up. Right? You know, that's a great point, you know. So, you know, there are certain things like that. And this is how we learn, you know, and we just continue, you know, on these types of things. And believe me, the best thing is like being spirit-led and asking God to do the thing. Because you could win the battle on every line and the person goes away and just says, crazy Christians. Or it could be a thing, you know, that maybe some places you let it roll over you. You don't battle the whole thing. You know, you don't come to a place. I mean, like, a person came up to me after I was doing, we did the outreach, and the guy came up, because in the outreach, I have a great way of, you know, doing these tricks, and people are like really, I'm explaining the gospel. Actually, I can do it if you want to see it. I can do it kind of fast. But he came up to me afterward and said, hey, man, you know, you're saying that, that your salvation is secure, and you know what, you can lose your salvation. So I said, well, you sound like you're a professor on the subject. That's amazing, you know? It's like, because obviously, if you are so convinced that you know that you can lose it, then you would probably know the 95 things that what happens at the point of salvation. So I was just wondering, can you tell me 5 of those? I mean, I can tell you 30 right off my head, but can you just tell me 5?
Wow.
You know, so you know, we and these things come up, we learn these things, you know, and we kind of keep going. So anyway, we have a thing. I'm gonna and Avery, if you can come up with me, and Norm, why don't you come up here with me too? There's some thing. We do a thing. I'm just going to show you this because this is a lot of fun, you know. When I go out, I'll do some, I've done sketchboard before. A lot of us have done sketchboard, right? Or have been around, you know, a sketchboard. And sketchboard is great. It's one of the ways that we do evangelism. I was tired of carrying this big old thing. It was kind of hard and bulky. So I even made a sketchboard where it was like two good-sized briefcases, you know, and did. But, you know, there's still the managing of the paints. And now, this is what I have. I mean, I don't have to paint my face. Anyone done mime here? Okay, you done mime, yeah? How does the face paint work in humidity? yeah, it's you know, hey, mime is one of those things, sketchboard we use. I just really like having my little guys just, you know, right here like this. You know, so, let me do this. I'm gonna grab this real quick here. And, okay. Got a couple of these. I'm gonna put. I just gotta get one. Oops, it's not even that. It's another zipper here. This is one of these fancy things that you don't know where you're going. Okay. Okay, so I'll do a couple things and the crowd starts coming. Even when I did sketchboard, I had like these three ropes, you know, that are all the same. Then they are all different lengths. Then they go back to being the same. And I do that before the sketchboard because a lot of times the beginning of the sketchboard is kind of nice, but, you know, there's not many people. So if I do a little something for like 5 minutes beforehand, and sometimes if you're drawing on the sketchboard, you know, people are kind of starting to look around or you know, do things. So, I use the ropes. We do that. Then I have one of these other ones. I have a, here we go. I'll go like, hey, does anybody know how to use one of these? You know, hey, he knows how to use it. Hey, and, yeah. So you would call yourself that you're good with those, right?
Average to good.
Okay, average. Okay, great. Because you know, I need a haircut, and you know, if we could, you know, say we have a little fun, you know. Okay. Oh God, it's kind of a riot. So anyway, on the street, really, we have a lot of fun. And we do a lot of things, but, you know, one of the things I do, I can have a number of things that are in my wallet, you know, that I can use. And I just have a couple of dollars here, right? You know, so I have a couple of dollars, but he says he's good with these scissors, and so I would really like for him to cut them in half. Now, I don't think he has the ability, because he didn't say he was an expert. He didn't say he was an expert. If he was an expert, I think he could, but being a novice, or at best, like he said, right? You know, I don't think he can do it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have, come on, what's your name?
Norm.
So you're normal. Okay. All right, here we go. We have Normal with us. All right. And Norm, pleasure. Thanks for helping me out. I appreciate this. Okay. There's just two things. You feel confident that you can cut this, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's two things. First one is, I gotta pray. Help me on this one, Lord, please. Okay. Okay, so it's all prayed. Now I have confidence, right? I just prayed to God. I have confidence. Okay. Here you go. You can cut it just nice and easy right down the middle.
I'm gonna do that now.
Oh, one more thing. See, because you're hesitating. So I'm a little nervous here. You can't cut my finger, okay? If you cut my finger, my wife's over there and, you know, she does acupuncture and she will. Okay. So anyway, I just want you to see, I don't have anything up my sleeves. Nothing. Okay. And do these look regular? Have you seen this before?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay.
$2.
Yeah. No, this trick I'm talking about. Okay. Okay. So I have these $2 right here and he's going to, he says that he's going to cut it and I don't think that he can do it. Okay. Okay. You go ahead, Norm. You just cut it right down the middle there. Uh-oh.
I
told you he couldn't do it. Oh, see, now, Norm, you know, here's the thing. You thought that you cut these, right?
I did.
He thought he cut it. But I knew that he couldn't do that. You know, it's amazing. But hey, let's do this. I'm going to give Norm the $2 anyway. Hey, have a big hand for Norm, please. Okay. Hey, give him back. That was for the video. Okay. Okay. Hey, I had one lady when I did that on the street, right? I had one lady, she goes, I ain't touching that. And she probably could have used it, you know? It's a, yeah, so anyway, we go out, we have some fun. But I do these things, and people, what happens is people are being entertained, their walls are coming down, you know, and we'll have like over 100 people or something, you know, it's like, you know, and they're listening and all of these things, and so they're coming in and we're having this fun, and I said, hey, wait till you see this one, you're going to love this one, Avery, come on back. I said, you're going to really like this. Okay, so I have like these ropes here, and I'm going to give, you know, I usually have like a long version of this, but I'm going to make it really short. But I take these ropes and I tie them really secure around this, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about something that we all have in common. Oh, it's great. Yeah, we all have certain things that are in common. And so, but I want to make sure that these are really secure. Okay, so I tie a knot like that and I just, yeah, you know, great. You know, we have it. So here we got Avery here. Why don't we, come on, Andrew, come on down here. All right, you can come to this side right here. Yeah, Bob Barker wouldn't like you, man. I mean, you know, Bob Barker, he's got, okay, let's see, can we stand? Why don't you stand on the stage? Yeah, that's good. Okay, hey, what I do is, this represents our life right here, right? Everyone has a life, and this is our life right here. So what do we all have in common? We all have different kinds of sins. I mean, you know, he's got like little sins, you know. He's got medium sins and he's got the big sins. Okay, hey, you know, so anyway, hey, and once again, I'm gonna do these. This here represents anger. All right, we put it on here. Anyone that has a driver's license has anger. Okay, so this represents materialism. Material, yeah, I want that iPhone 12. I can't even put food on the table for my kids, but I want that iPhone 12, right? You know, I mean, you can have a lot of fun with that. This one right here, this represents envy. Man, that shirt that Andrew has on, God, I got to go get one of those for sure, you know? As I maybe we can do an exchange, I don't know. All right, so then we have this here. This is the sin that says, I have no sin. You know, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what that says? We're in the same club, guys. Come on. We're all in this place. So, hey, there's different kinds of sins here, but I got one more. And, you know, if someone finds out about this sin, I would have to move to another city. This is the black sin. Oh, yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yep. You know, the one that you don't want anybody to know about. Okay, but the reality is this. We all have sin in our life. Now, if heaven is perfect and holy, how am I going to enter into heaven with this? It's impossible. Now, just a little bit more. Because I push you off right at the end. You go in the pit. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, yeah, it's impossible. You know, and we do all kinds of things. We turn our back on our sin. We try to hide it. We move it around in our life, you know, try to do whatever. But it remains. We all have this sin. You might be asking, hey, is there any way that I could actually have sin removed from my life? Hey, thank you for that question. Really, it's a great question. Do you know that 2,000 years ago, it is a historical fact that Jesus died on a cross? Okay, he died on a cross, but how does that help me today? I got like modern sins. I got sins that they had no idea about back then. He understood that. He saw the sin over the whole world in every single situation. And he said, no one has a solution unless I come and I become the perfect sacrifice. And this is what he did. And he said, I will take every sin that there is in the world. And you know what that means? You and you and you and you, every single one. And he said that I will put it onto the cross. When I heard this, I said, I got a lot of this. He said, put it on. I know all that you have. Wow. Now, wait until you see that. You don't want to leave. This is awesome. See, I get in with that, right? Because I've already done, you know, I cut the dollars. And they were like, what's going on? So this is a place where you can preach then. And however your audience is, you can go however deep that you want. Or wherever it is, you know, but just for time's sake, I'm just going to mention it. You know, when Jesus said, I see your problem, he said that I have a gift for you. I have loved you so much that I did the work on the cross, and that it is by my grace, I will give you a gift of salvation. You know what a gift needs? It needs a recipient. Are you a recipient today? Do you want to receive the gift of salvation? And so, you know, I go on. I go, it's amazing. Let me see one of these here. Let me have one of these here. So when Jesus took all the cross, all the sins, he paid for them on the cross. He tied them to the cross. Oh, I mean, it was amazing. Here you go, take that and take that. So the big question is, how does that transfer to my life? How does it work like that? He can see every little heart that is here right now. He knows that you're crying out and that you want to have the total removal of all of your sin that you want. You want a new life with Him. This is amazing. He knows that and He says, I've already done it. Will you believe with me? When I heard that message, I prayed a prayer something like this. And if this is your prayer, you watch what happens in your life. And then I'll go into a prayer, you know, about with things. And then I said, and Lord, just... take it all away. I need a new life. I pray this in your name, Jesus. Now, pull really hard. Just pull hard. Pull a little harder. Come on. Just pull it hard. I can't pull with my hand. There. Wow. And when I see that, I have a brand new life. It is clean as can be. My sin is gone. This is what happens, you know, and then you just go on with whatever you have, you know, and to tie it down, to button it down. And this is where you have your team with you, and with your team, then, you know, they're able to see the team is looking for people who are responding. You're looking for people, maybe a tear is coming down. You don't know. Seen it many times. You don't know, you're looking. And that's the person that you want to, the team just dials in. Now, look at this. The warm-up has been done. They've been entertained. The gospel has been presented. Their hearts are wide open. And it's just like you come over and you'll have something, and maybe you have a track line, but, hey, I saw you watching the thing. Wow, what do you think about that message? That's it. You know, if you have 10 people, 12 people or whatever, what do you think about that message? Wow, so it's really pretty amazing, and next time I'll get stronger, guys. Sorry, but I had to use I have a different pair of ropes that I have, but these are things. Hey, these are things that I just kind of started developing on my own. I'm telling you, the thing with cutting the dollars, it's easy. You know, a couple other things that I have, it just takes, you know, a day or two of, you know, of learning it. And, you know, it just, I had a big motivation. I don't want to carry that sketchboard and manage the paints anymore, you know. Okay, hey, we're kind of a little bit late, but I think that we've really come with a good source of things. You can take this, this handout here and make it personal. Kind of just think about it. Use it as a guideline to think yourself and have some things that would be personal with you. You know, we can take a question or a comment, and then we'll end in 2 minutes. Anyone else? Question? Yes.
Video so we can go over it.
Yes. It was videoed.
Oh no.
Yeah. Georgie. Georgie lost his salvation and got it back.
Yeah. What are some of the comments you got from that? Because what I saw was just the power of the cross to release sin was obvious. Like,
yeah.
When you see the strips fall from the rope.
Yeah. What are the comments? What is the response to people when they see it? I have a beautiful visual with CNN. I see people's eyes and just jaws. It drops down, you know. And so many times, you know, after the end of it, you know, I just tell them, this is your day. Don't walk away. This is your day. We have some people here. Talk with some people. Find out God wants to do a deep work in your life. Don't walk away, you know. So, okay, Lord, we thank you really for this time. It's just really, God, you are so amazing. You can take anything. You can have stones cry out. You do everything, and you choose to use us in your kingdom. Lord, we want to be good stewards of your grace. We want to be good stewards of the gifts that you have given us. We want to just thank you and praise you for the opportunity to be your ambassador. And we pray in your name, Jesus.